Last week we ended off with a shiloh that we had on the Eliyahu Rabbah. Just to review, today's share we will be spending some time on part two of Refuah on Shabbos, a part that's negate to everyone of us. What we did last week, talk about walking and exercise on Shabbos, and we had a tzarech ian on the Eliyahu Rabbah. The Eliyahu Rabbah says if you're taking the regular walk, and you're a miskavin, and you have kavana that you're doing it for refuah purposes. So he said it was asr, and we had the question, why? Why should it be asr? And I just placed on the sheet the halacha that I mentioned last week, but you can see it inside, why the question is very, very in need of an answer. Mechaber says, kol oichlu namashkim shei maichel briyam, any food, liquid that is a food that is eaten by people that are healthy, you're allowed to eat it, even though even though some people, not healthy poor, but you, people use it for the purpose of nutrition. Even if right now we see why you're doing it, you see that a person has a cold and they're drinking oranges. And that was our question, that we said that if it's something that Riyam do, even if it's nikkur, even if it's mochamilsa, it's mutter. We said the opposite. If it's not noticeable, everyone can tell that it's for refuah. Also, then you can't take it. Then it's also for you to take it. If you have a mechush, if someone doesn't feel it, though. But if, let's say, someone is healthy, nothing wrong with him, and he wants to take medicine for whatever reason, the mechaber says, mutter, you're allowed to. And we had a question over here, therefore, based on the Eliyahu Rabbah. If you're going walking, it seems to be something that many people do just for enjoyment. There's no right, and not just enjoyment. We have to get from place A to place B. We're going to take a brisk walk just to get to where we have to go. So even if the person has in mind that he's doing it for health reasons, but it's not mukha milsa, that it's refuah, and we said that it should be mutter. So I did look to see, I did a lot of, not a lot, but I did want to see if anyone had the question. Many asked the question, and because of that, they just say we don't hold like the Eliyahu Rabbah, but we need a pshat in the Eliyahu Rabbah, especially when I found that there's an Eliyahu Rabbah in Shin Chav Ches, which contradicts himself. Why? What does the Eliyahu Rabbah say? The Eliyahu Rabbah writes in Shin Chav Ches, Sivkat New Test, someone who doesn't feel well, you have a headache. The opposite. Let's say I am taking this medication or this beverage or this food because I'm hungry and thirsty. I'm not taking it because I'm not feeling well. I'm taking the right. So then the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Eliyahu Rabbah. It's also, so again, you don't feel good. And the medicine that you're taking, so there's a medicine. You're taking some liquid medicine. You're doing it because you're thirsty and you're hungry. But also it can heal. So it can heal. But you happen to be not taking it because you want it to heal. You're taking it right now because you are hungry, says the Eliyahu Rabbah, it's aser. Batam, even do chayla. You're a chayla. So people are going to say they're doing it for refuah. From the Eliyahu Rabbah, we always look at what the world, it appears to the world. What about to you? It doesn't seem that the Eliyahu Rabbah is worried about what it looks like to you. He's worried about the world. And therefore, it's shver, the question, what we asked last week, the Eliyahu Rabbah, if you're going for a walk, who cares what you're thinking about? Whether you're thinking that you're doing it for a football, you're doing it for exercise, you're doing it because you're enjoying the walk. So halacha, just to conclude with what we said last week, is the Eliyahu Rabbah, it has to be shot that many, which is true, that when you're walking briskly, it is mukha to some extent that you're doing it for health reasons. And therefore, the Eliyahu Rabbah said that it's going to be usher if you're doing it for that reason too. Because it is mukha to some extent that you're doing it for refuah purposes. Balach l'maisa, I just put on the sheet that we all like the Magen Avraham. We'll feed the Magen Avraham. As long as you're not running and you're not jogging, even if you're going quickly, you're taking a quick walk, as long as people, the way you're walking, do it even if it's not for health reasons, we're getting from place one to place two. Even if you're wearing sneakers, whatever the case is, it would be permitted, yes. I feel that if you're walking in a place where you're going, if you're doing it just for enjoyment, not for refuah, and the chanami, it should be mutter. But if you like to go to Marine Park and you're going for a walk around the park, It doesn't seem that you do. Maybe you could be doing it there for enjoyment too. For me, that would be many. Most people are going to be doing that because of exercise, and therefore, if you're doing a quick walk there, that would be questionable. That would be misprobably the machlekes magen Avraham, Taz, and Eliyahu Rabbah. But even over there, there's definitely reason to be makel even in that case. Someone asked me, Rishayla, and then we're going to head into a very, very important question. What is it permitted? Someone has a bomb, or they fall, Chassid Shalom, they hurt themselves. So someone called me up actually from Eretz Yisrael, because they had a kasha on a Mishnah Berurah. What they wanted to know, is there anything wrong with putting ice? Is that refuah or not? Everybody sees what you're doing. You're taking ice and you're putting it on the bruise, on the bump. You don't want it to become black and blue. You don't want it to swell. Is that considered refuah or not? So the answer, just wanted to show you from the Debrei Tzinah Rav. He asked the question, not only him, there are others too, but he gets straight to the point. Nishal, he's looking number four on the bottom. I'll cut the nafet, and I'll upon him. The chol upon him this spot. So he's swelling. The right betziva, so the doctor said, put molly with the ice. So he says it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Well, let's go back to what we said last week. Because to stop swelling, you're not taking medication. The only way to do that is with ice. And therefore, being that this type of refuah is not done with medicine, when someone falls, you give them the painkillers, but you're not going to give them medicine to stop the swelling. And therefore, it's considered a refuah that's not done through salmon on it. And therefore, it's going to be mutter. There is a question, because in the Shulchan Aruch, there is mention of using wine. You used to use wine to stop blood from moving around in the body. But just la halacha l'maisa, just to get straight to the halacha, definitely using ice to place it on a wound on Shabbos. Let's only ask ourselves that question. Is there a medication which is taken? It is not prohibited then. And therefore, Rabbi Tzina Rav says, like, to turn the page. This, what he writes now, is a little bit more of a shiloh. Are you allowed to take a pill? You don't want to sleep. You're very tired, and he's going to give you a pill, and it's going to keep you up. They don't heal. They just make you stay up. So it's like a caffeine pill. Well, the person wants to be able to stay up Friday night to be Marv Sedra. You're so tired, we all fall asleep Friday night. So you want to take a pill, it's going to keep you up, an energy pill that's going to keep you up. See, if you don't take the pill.
Is a pill that can count on these cause and effects of being out of bed or falling asleep? I don't know if it's such a pill that's strong enough.
Oh, right, there might not be such a pill that's strong enough. If you're going to fall, you're going to fall asleep. So the Davidina Rav Tain is that it's not called refuah. You're not sick. You want to stay up. Others disagree, but there is room to be lenient in certain situations, because even sleeping pills, a person can't sleep. So that's maybe look at that as you want him to feel his body's not creating enough of the melatonin so he can sleep. You need something to help him fall asleep. That could be refuah. But if someone is tired and you want to keep him up, I hear the David Sina Rav says that he's not sick. We're all tired Friday night. I'm taking something to keep me up. That would be called a pill that's not for refuah purposes. The other way around, it would be questionable if you'd be allowed to take it or not. A lot of the women have questions also with birth control on Shabbos pills. Is that considered refuah or not? Anyway, they have to take it every day, so the halacha is going to be different over there also. Also, the question is that considered refuah, not refuah? Halacha, most of the time, most of the time, again, it's not really called refuah. It's just the cause and an effect. So halacha, that would also be permitted. But what I want to go into it, I need the Olam to help me out over here, is because I heard someone, especially people call from other communities, they call you up and they tell you they heard the halacha like this, and then they question and you don't know what the Rav said. They come and ask you. I'll give you an example in a moment, what just recently happened. It had to do with Vaseline on the lips on Shabbos. It has to do with how we get chapped hands on Shabbos. And especially as we head into the winter, our skin dries up. And you want to moisturize your skin on Shabbos. Friday night, I came home, especially I had a long walk. My skin, it was very, very dry, and it was itching. And there was a rav that said, it's fine, you could put on moisturizing. You can't rub it. You can dab it on. You can't rub because that would be mamareya. But there's a rav that said that you're allowed to. And then someone called me up and they said that the rav gave me permission to moisturize the skin. And they asked me, is it permitted to use Vaseline on their lips or not? You're allowed to use moisturizing cream on your body. And you could dab it on. Not only that, can you dab it on? Even if you don't dab it on, Memareach is only, and this is an important halacha. If Memareach is only if you shmir on, let's say Vaseline, say you're going to be left on the surface with Vaseline, that's Memareach. What happens if you rub it in totally that it's not in your, you don't see it on the surface anymore? It's in your skin. There's nothing on the surface of your skin. There's no Memareach. Memareach is where you're smoothing something out and it's going to be on the surface. I smooth it out and it's up. But if I go ahead and smear something into my body and it goes into the body that nothing's on the surface anymore, that's not memareach. I'm not left with anything on the surface, right? Memareach is you're going to go ahead and you have a barrel and I got to go ahead and close a hole in the barrel. So I take some wax and I smear the wax and now I have a seal. Okay, so I have a seal with the barrel. That's memareach. That would be melacha of smearing. But if I'm going to have something totally that's going to be absorbed in my body, that's not memareach. So if that's not memareach, so we take care of our problem of memareach. Now I have a problem of refuah. So let's say it's refuah. And now I have a question, is this refuah or not? We're going to learn the sugya together over here. You'll tell me what you think, because the English svarim on refuah himself says, he brings out Nissen Karelis. We're going to learn Nissen Karelis together. And we'll see if you agree. He writes himself Sarachian at the end, but if we're going to learn the sugya together, and this is a question because everyone asks me, we all have dry lips and dry hands in winter.
The same thing apply like that's crazy or something like that.
That's medication.
No, that would be medication, right? That would be medication. So that would be, but here we have to know is this medication or not, and we have to know is it mukha milsa that there's something wrong? You have chapped pants. I'm doing something for my chapped pants. That's refuah. But maybe not, because this safer is going to say, I don't know, at least me, last night, even if your hands are not chapped, you're going to moisturize, you're going to put on moisturizer. So heat time is, we'll see now, that's what I want to go through this review with you. If you moisturize yourself every day, so then even if now I'm doing it because, he's going to go to the study we learned last week, even if now I'm doing it because I have chapped hands, but I do it every day anyway. So it's not mukhamos that I'm doing it for refuah. I anyway moisturize my body. So that's what we're going to learn right now. Now, in order to learn this, we're going to go to this, we're going to see where the Shulchan Aruch talks about this similar case. So let's learn the sugi. You'll tell me what you think, and then I will tell you what I think. But it is debatable. Mechaber says like this, Mavirin Yildei Amakor. So you could remove the scab, whatever's left after the wound, and they would put oil on it. We're focusing on the oil, so you're not removing a scab and it's going to stop bleeding. We're not talking about that. We're talking about there's some little left, you want to wash it off. And now, what they would do is they would smear oil on it. You're allowed to, you can't use Taylor, Mitnesh, Unimuach. So you would be talking about a different malacha there. We're not going to be focusing on the Chaylev, if it's either Nailad, if it's going to be a running into another problem. We're going to talk about shemen. In those days, they used to use oil. Oil was used, and they used oil. And the Mishnah said, let's look at number two, why do you use oil? The Sachinai said, Dibizmanam, Hayidera Chabriyim, the people that were healthy, the Sicha B'shemen, they used shemen all the time. Even though now it's refuah, it's really refuah now. He has a wound, and he wants to put oil on the wound. Then he brings down the Ramah. Ramah says, we don't use oil anymore. We don't use oil, the Ramah says. And the mission, and you look later on, look at number three. It has to be the Loi Mukham El Sarapuot. He said, Afim Dinaseinu, Chain Darach, Lasach, the Shaman, Mutter. When is it Mutter? Mutter, let's go back to number two. It's only Mutter when the wound is gone. In the Gemara Marka, everybody uses oil. Oh, if you use oil at the Gemara, the wound is done. It's not, there's no more wounds anymore. So it's mutter. It's not mukhamelsa de rafua. If it's mukhamelsa de rafua, it's going to be asr. Continues with what we said last week. So now let's go to the Mechaber and Shin Chav Zayin, where this halacha is repeated. And there the Mishnah Berurah does add in another point that is necessary for us to answer our shayla. Says the mission, says the Mechaber, the muscle, someone who has his loins or is bothering him, so what you would do, you take oil. They used to make a mixture of oil and vinegar. No, that you can't do. That's mukhamilsa, that's refuah. Oil by itself, you're allowed. You can't use oil, a different type of oil, which is varid. That's mukhamilsa, refuah, kabid. Everybody knows you're doing it for refuah. This did helps me out because honey, you're allowed to take honey. But what about a certain type of honey, like manuka honey? Most people take manuka honey for purposes. Then you can't say if honey's mutter, manuka honey's mutter. You see from the mechaber over here that shemen by itself is mutter. Shemen varit is not mutter. One is mukhamilsa and one is not mukhamilsa. However, if people take shemen varit, they use it all the time. That's mutter too. We constantly see this point throughout the halachah. Can you tell that it's refuah or not? Says the Ramach, the Makim Sheinoyim Gindagir the Shaman, a place like our Makim, no one here uses Shaman. Chol Shaman, Asr. All Shaman is, you're not allowed to use oil. However, very important, because it will help us out too. If you go back to number one, because the Mechaber there does say, you also can't use oil. Aval, I'm reading you the last 7-8 words by number one. You can take oil. So no one uses oil today. But let's say you wanted it. Let's say you have chaplets. So if no one uses oil for chaplets, that would be refuah. Chaver says, you're allowed to put it above the womb. So I could put oil up here, maybe near my nose.
What does that help?
The shay says, be all good. And it will run down onto my lips. Because then it's not, right, that itself, the Mishnah Berurah says, go back to number three. It's not mukhamilsa refuah. I'm not putting it on the womb. I'm putting it up here, and the oil is going to fall down. La halacha, I don't think most people are going to do that. However, you'll all agree to this. If you oil does help the chapped lips, eat potato chips that is oily, eat French fries that are oily, and you have the oil on your lips. Like mukhamilsa, that is refuah. So you have an eight. So you go. You want to eat, if you have chapped lips in the winter, go ahead and use
that oil.
Eat oily food, and the oily food will help you. That would be for sure okay.
Put chapsticks in your
so the, let's go to the Mishnah Berurah number five. Let's see number five. Mishnah Berurah says, "Shum hachi asa lashik." We can't use oil. B'shemim b'dinaseinu harosh on your head. Sheyesh mechatan. You have some blisters, wounds there. They need oil. Wherever it is, some area, we can't do it because to us it's mukhamel, so that it's refuah. So comes this sefer, the halacha and hilchas refuah, sefer and hilchas refuah, written by two great people, and he writes, Sarachian, so if you moisturize your body every single day, now you want, being that it's not mukhamel anymore, so even if now you're doing it because your skin is dry, but you do it every day anyway. It's not any different than shemen. That's his raya. Not any different than shemen. What do we see by shemen? Mishnah Berurah is mashma, that if you did have wounds, even though everybody sees you have wounds now, but you could lot to use shemen because it's you use it every day. So you're not doing, it's not showing that you're using it for mukhamilsa today. It'll be similar to someone who takes vitamin C every day. You take a multivitamin every day. Now the person has a cold. But you take it every day. They ask me that in class all the time. If I do refuah with them, I'll say, okay, now I want to take vitamin C and I have a cold. Oh, you take it every day? You said we learned Ramesha Feinstein last week. You're taking it every day, so then you're allowed to take it every day. Now on Shabbos, you can take it too. What happens now on Shabbos, you have a cold? Okay, but you take it every day. So here, and that's what the mission, right now they see you have wounds. Still, it's mutter. Why? Because no one, it's not mukhamil, so that it's refuah. Everybody sees the person has wounds. Doesn't make a difference. You do it. Everybody does this all the time. I don't mean everybody, but a lot of people do this all the time. So the question. So would you agree with that? Then you can moisturize yourself because if you do being that so many people, especially the women, they're moisturizing themselves every single day, and especially in the winter, we do it every single day. But we're doing it every single day. Why? We're doing it because the women maybe are doing it because they want healthy skin. None of us are doing it because we want healthy skin. We are doing it because our skin is dry. So that means every day we're really doing it for refuah. Would that's my shayla. Is that really going to help? In other words, shemen, when they use shemen, they were using shemen because that was something to give health to the skin. It was something that they put on their skin. Maybe gave a shine to the skin. It was healthy to the skin. But if we're going to go ahead, that's one shaila that I have. We are doing it every day for refuah. If we're doing it every day for refuah, so then it shouldn't work. You shouldn't go because it's mocha mosa refuah.
It's not refuah. You're doing it every day to keep from getting checked.
Right. So would that be called refuah? In other words, that's refuah because I'm doing it because I don't want to get. It means my skin. I have very. And everybody's different. Some people get chapped hands and some don't. So it means I get my hands get today. I'm not wearing gloves already. My hands are already dry.
Why is that
comfort?
What
is it? I'm sorry.
Why is that chapped hands? Dry is a preventative.
Chap comes after dry.
Right, the chap.
Chap comes after dry. Chap the next process after dry.
It's not a preventative. Because I, when that goes back to my, naturally going to be more affected by the cold air. So that means it's lechazik mazgah. So that would be refuah then.
That's like vitamin C. You take vitamin C to prevent getting a cold.
Vitamin C, people, because you don't have enough vitamin C. People that take vitamins because the food that I eat doesn't give me enough vitamins. If it did, I wouldn't eat that. I'm taking vitamin C as a supplement. People take vitamin D as a supplement.
We say that.
We're not doing it because we're not, none of us, when we're taking vitamin C, I'm not getting enough vitamin C, so I'm taking it. I'm not doing it because if someone's doing it because they're weak, for my rights, and you're right, that's refuah. But for those of us, if they're.
We say that there's no one that, like every man does it for a fool, that they won't do it just that soft of the skin.
That's what I'm saying. We are all of us men. The women will tell me they do it because they want to stay young. Whatever they want to tell me they're doing it for. So yeah, so then they're not doing it for a fool. They're just doing it to I wouldn't call that a fool. They just stay. They have all these creams that are a waste of money, and they make us believe that it helps. And the companies are out there making all this hundreds. It's all the same. It's all the same waste of money. But the women believe that they're going to take you shopping today, and they're going to convince you that you should get this because under their eyes, it's not going to. They're not going to age, and they're not going to wrinkle, and they're going to convince us all of these things. So we believe we pacify them, so this way they don't bother us anymore. But at the end of the day, that is that called refuah? That
it's a person inside. She herself always put it on, or because everybody loves it.
Oh, very good. So from the Mechabit Mashma, everybody does it. It doesn't have to be she, but people do it. It doesn't say that me. He doesn't say that. It was Derech Briyim to do this, so it's not Mochamosa. I don't know if your wife puts it on every day. What's the difference? Again, let's go back to what I said. It doesn't make a difference what she thinks. Even if we are passing that, even if she's doing it for refuah, but what does the world look at it as? So she could be doing it for refuah. That's what we learned from the Magen Avraham. I don't care what she's doing it for. At the end of the day, what does it look like to the world? So
the Vaseline pencil care that from the spring. They come back.
They use Vaseline for regular purposes.
So let's what I want to do with Darlam is let's see where a missing Krell says, and you'll tell me what he thinks. They bring a missing Krell as a raya.
Is there any different views? If you use roll on deodorant every day, so
no, might be maraya because it doesn't really go into the skin.
Wow, it does roll on deodorant,
but you're being maraya.
I'm using a shadow.
No, because you're being maraya, the actual roll on, that's the problem. That's not as well.
You're destroying you.
Right, very good. You're doing it. That's the problem with that. You can't do that. It stays out. Yeah. And not only that, you marayach on the actual roll, on the roll, on the roller. Okay, comes along with Nissen Karelis. Tell me what you think. He's telling us at the end. He brings down, I just wanted to show you how he flows into his Pesach Halacha over there. The cost of a Ramah. The Mamakim Shein Oigim Lester B'Shem and Kim L'Rafuah. The Chol Shev and Aser. Calls the Mishnah Berurah, and he brings the Mishnah Berurah to the Mestaver. The Bigamar Maka Gavna Seinu Shari V'Shemen. Fine, and Mishnah, once again, when Mokham Elso, how do you translate this paragraph? When we can't yesh lechiyach, lahatah. Losach B'Shemen. He's not talking about oil. He doesn't mean oil, because we don't, our meaning is not oil. So when he says Shemen, this Sefer writes, that Rav Nissen Karelis must be referring to moisturizer. That's what he says. You tell me what you think. Let's bring a riot. Lahatah Losach B'Shemen is how you die. Why? Kidei shelo yisei abishar. I'm doing it because I don't want my skin to get dry. Even the ein zeh nikkel l'refuah. It's not nikkel l'refuah because every day I do it anyway. V'loy neiman. Don't say that it's aser kimin sheyesh le'tachlis m'siyemes. I have a reason. Why am I doing it? Because I don't want my hands to get chapped. It's not stam because I'm giving life. Zon is, I want my skin to be healthy. Still says Rav Nissen Karelts, it's mutter. It's not mukha that it's refuah. So is he actually saying that using moisturizing cream is mutter on Shabbos? Because I'm doing it now because I don't want my skin to get chapped, right? That's what he's saying. But because, and even though right now I'm not doing it because I want healthy skin, but because people use it for healthy skin, so now I'm allowed to go ahead and use it, even though I'm doing it because I don't want my hands to get. So my question to you is, what would Rav Nissen Karelits hold? Why does he write it in such a way that I'm doing it not to get chapped hands? What happens if you have chapped hands? That's my what happens if everybody sees your hands are red and they're possibly even worse than that? And now everybody sees. Is that, would Rav Nissen Karelits say, I'm not talking about that kid, or not? What's the difference? We learned the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says you have chatatin on your head, and he still says you're allowed to do it because it's not milk milsa. Or maybe not. Over here, you're putting it on your hands. By the chatatin, this is what I think Shad is anyway in the Mishnah Berurah. By the chatatin. So he's putting it on, there are chatatim on his head. But he's not just putting it on the chatatin, he's putting it on the whole head. I there a chatatin there too, but I do it every day the whole head. But now, if someone's hands are chapped and they just want to put cream on their hands, maybe Rav Nissen Karelits would never say that's okay. Because then it's for sure mukha milsa that it's refuah. He's just saying, you're allowed, Friday night, Shabbos morning, I know I don't want my hands to get chapped. Okay, so we have a new cooler here. Rav Nissen Karelits is telling you could put on moisturizing. Because if the island does it every day, he claims that the people, I don't know about the men, but the women for sure are moisturizing their skin every day. They moisturize their skin every day. Maybe if the men do it too, same thing. It's not mukha milsa. But that's my shayla. So
you say you can't notice. You don't notice if someone has a whatever.
You could see the people that have chapped hands. You could tell. I mean, they come over to you and you see that their hands are very the skin is peeling. The people that come over to me in shul, they show me their hand. You could tell. I'm not talking. That's what I'm saying. If not, that's first of all. Second of all, let's just say your hands. Okay, we have a cooler here maybe on the hands because the Rav Nissen Karelits says anyway. He says children, you can do it anyway. Lasach tinaik is mutter. Because anyway, it's normal. I don't know what he means normal, but whatever, he's talking about putting oils on the child. But let's just say, chapstick, for sure, the girls talk, because in school, they tell me they put on chapstick every single day, whether their lips are chapped or they're not chapped. Now, the chapstick is memareya problem, that's for sure. Similar like the rolling deodorant, you're going to have a problem for sure.
But what if the Vaseline one is not?
The Vaseline
one is not.
Carry around.
No, it's a deodorant, like the gel type.
The gel type.
The gel type.
The hat is a special.
The lip one also is the gel type.
What's that?
No, but the Blistex one is more of a hard thing, but they have softer ones.
It's
like a liquid. Gel, like a Vaseline.
Right. Right. Oh, okay, good. You could use they all, that to me is they don't do that. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't think they do that every day. They do that now in the winter. They don't want to. They're doing it because of not to.
Medicated,
that's right. The medicated, for sure, they're medicine. All this farm, right? If it's medicated, it's for sure not allowed. There's no way. But if you do it, if it's not medicated, so I think that the Vaseline, most people are just putting on Vaseline because of that's for food purposes. You're not doing that to give life to the skin. I don't think
you do it a whole year as opposed to just the winter. You do it every day in the winter.
Yes,
but
I'm doing it for refuah then. It's not lasagna sahar. In other words, that, like we said before, that would be also called refuah. I'm doing it because my skin gets chapped and I don't want it to get chapped. So that's also refuah then. If people do it because they want to have naturally healthy skin, and that's what it is, it's healthy skin, so then I understand. You're doing, that's Shemin. Shemin is healthy skin. Now I'm not doing it for healthy skin. Okay, but if you're doing it because you don't want it to get chapped, and this in Karelits is makel because you're doing it not to get chapped hands, I understand. It's still not mukha milsa, it's refuah. So lalacha then, just to conclude here, is what I feel. If another Rav says differently, I understand. Someone did call me up. They couldn't ask the Rav, so they asked me. They told me the Rav already said this. I understand where he's coming from. So to moisturize again, just to use moisturizing that's not medicated moisturizer, I do understand. If there's a Rav that tells you that you do it every single day, and every single day you're moisturizing, and now they're doing it not, again, Lafi, what I hold. If right now you see their hands are chapped, then it's mukha milsa, it's refuah. because they're only putting it on that area. Yes, anakonami. There's a part of their hand that's dry, let's say here, and they're putting it on there. I could say that's what the Mishmur says. That's what Mr. Burrell maybe would agree to. But if they're only putting it on the hands, and the hands, the whole hand is refuah, you see that it's refuah today. It's mukhamel, so that it's refuah. So it's mutter if your hand, and a chanam. According to Ms. and Karelitz, I'll agree. The women that ask, or the men, some of them have this question too. If you're afraid that it's going to be cold, and you're putting on the moisturizer before your hands are, yeah, chapped, if you do it every day, because every day I do this, if every day I do this, it's not mukhamel, so it's refuah, you'd be allowed to do it. However, the chapstick, I feel, is really mukhamil, so that they're doing it not to have your lips chapped. You're not doing it to have healthy skin. It's not skin. It's your lips. I don't think we need healthy lips. So therefore, the halacha here, the chapstick is going to be worse. Anything medicated is for sure prohibited.
Lips
so the
lips get chapped almost as bad.
It's antibacterial.
I don't know. It says on it medicated.
Not all.
Rabbi, is that the same for cream and Vaseline?
Not all of them are medicated.
Vaseline is not used to healthy skin. That's what the moisturizer is used for healthy skin. They're not Vaseline. No one uses Vaseline.
Not all of them are medicated.
As far as I know.
Rabbi, not all of them are medicated.
I know that.
Even the
chapstick. I'm saying, but the chapstick still is done.
But you can use a jelly one. Jelly water that's
still
not
being done. For, I don't want to get chaps.
If I put on cream every single morning because I'm outdoors, I can put on chaps.
It's not real to medicate.
Yeah, I put on hand cream every single morning because I'm
because you want healthy skin, or you know, because you want to do because you don't want your skin to get chaps.
I don't want to get chaps.
You get chaps very easily.
If I'm outdoors all day, it's freezing
cold. Then again, that would be so then I'm doing it. That's cold because my body naturally.
I don't have chaps because I do it every day. Yeah, I don't get chaps the entire year. Every single morning, I take one pump. I put it on before I go to work because I'm handling heavy machinery, so it gets very, very dry. Very quickly.
Right. Like, you do it every single yeah, but again, if it's something, the short of dab it, you would be allowed to, right? In other words, if you wanted to dab it on in hands, or like I said to you before, you can just push it.
It's gone.
It so much, then it makes sense. Yeah. It makes sense. To be according to
is it the same like the other reasons?
No, the other ones anyway. It's again, it's
Mamaria. Not that one. It's like a liquidy. It's like you turn it, it pumps out like a liquid. It's not a stick.
Then it's okay. So then it's a liquid anyway. That would be much around. Okay, so now, so with this being.
No, I hate the spray.
Let's go to the next thing about the next question over here. I was. We're going to talk about for a few minutes here the malacha today. They are dying with refuah. One of the, I don't know, I don't see how common this is now. But I don't know, years ago, it was more common that you walk out in the sun and your glasses would become automatically become like sunglasses. Now, go on. Prime has it? No. Okay.
Good. Well,
fine for the glasses.
My eyes got weak. No, it's called old. In English, my lads, yeah.
So the Paiskim all were discussed this. In school, they have a lot of there's a lot of things that change colors these days. You can put cold, you can put it in a cup, and if it's cold, it's blue, the cup turns blue. If it's going to be hot, then the cup turns red. There's diapers today. How do you tell if a child's diaper is wet? It changes colors too. There's a lot of tzeveya that's taking place. And what I wanted just really, and you could put thermometers at Tzeveya too, maybe just wanted to get to something which was also asked. Someone asked me this, Shaila. So we'll do it very quickly. And the Olim again will tell me what they think, Halach Lamaisa, to conclude. The Halach is like this. First of all, when it comes to food, there's no Tzeveya. However, the Mishnah Berurah says in number 7, if you're going to mix red and white wine, you should try to dilute it instead of coloring it. You have the option. So take the white wine and pour it into the red. You're diluting. Taking the red and pouring it into the white is going to be coloring. And that's the halacha that we pass in, and it's by food. So now let's go. If you turn over the sheet. So the Mishnah Berurah does talk about a tseva, which is not miskayim, something which doesn't last. Now, what do I want to get to with the oil here? The real reason I wanted to talk about this is the Shabbos makeup. Lately, the women are all calling me up and they're telling me, That's where it's Sabea. We're dying. We're dying our skin. So we're talking about the skin again. So I just wanted it all to be interconnected. So I figured it was a good time to just talk about this makeup because keep on telling me the Shabbos makeup and there's Ashkachas on the Shabbos makeup. And of course, in certain situations, they feel they call me up and say they need to. I had the other day, Kala, she just got married and she can't go, she's going to the mikvah and she's not going to be able to go to the simcha. So she wants to know what to do. She needs to put on makeup. If she doesn't, she's not going to go to the simcha. And then everybody by the simcha is going to want to know where she is. So obviously, she's a new Kala. And these are the concerns that she has. So when we talk about Tzeveya, so once again, food is not Tzeveya. But we are now have to talk about skin. So the Mechavers, let's see. They claim that the it doesn't have any oil, and there's no oil base. So if there's no oil base to it, it doesn't stay on the body. So you just, it's not like you're dying, which is Tzeveya, is where the actual chepitz is in, you're coloring the chepitz, it's actually adheres to it. When they put on, they claim that when they put on the makeup, it's like baby powder. It doesn't adhere to the body. It stays there. That we'll have to see in a minute. But they believe that it does, today they feel that they've created a certain type, which is just on the body, but doesn't really stick to the body. And because of that, they are coming and asking, okay, so could they wear Shabbos makeup now? The problem let's learn it together. So number nine, let's see, the Mishabur talks about coloring something. But that, first of all, daf, you need a miskayin. That seems to be true. It has to be something that could last. Abul seva she'ena miskayin. Keep going. This case, she'ev israk o'shisar agabi bar. You put something on metal. Copper. You pot it. Why? Because it's short-lived. It's going to be removed in a very, very short amount of time. Now, does that mean it's mutter or it's not dairaisa? Clearly, it is not mutter. He says potter. We know in Hilchos Shabbos potter means that it's not a dairaisa. So first of all, at number 10, I just wanted to show you all the shaylos that are coming up. Because the Piskei Tshuvos does write about all these. I don't agree once again with the Maskana. You have to remember, when you learn Piskei Tshuvos, he's not there to tell you halacha l'maaseh. He's just going to tell you the different paiskim. From the way he writes it, you try to get the people that just learn Piskei Tshuvos are going to get an idea of what he's trying to lead you to. But as a rav, it can't really rely on. You could use it. It helps. I cannot tell you how much it helps because he'll tell you the sources where to look it up. But the way he writes it in his maskana, he's writing it as a sefer. And that's why everyone has to know that the Piskei Tshuvos is just, again, it's one of the most important svarim that the Rabbanim have today. But you also have to realize that when you're writing a sefer, you're going to have to write the halacha a certain way because if everyone's reading your sefer, you can't be makel, too makel, because then you're responsible. So the Piskei Tshuvos, when he writes it, again, I didn't speak to him about this, but I'm just, from my own personal experience reading a sefer, he's writing it in a way that you're covering all the paiskim safely. Sometimes he leans a certain way. I of course, you have to go through the sugi yourself. But I just want to show you the questions that he writes about. He talks about all these, what I just told you. He talks about the glasses, and he talks about the thermometers, which you put on the forehead, changes colors. He talks about the new cups that are out there that the children use, and they change colors. And then, of course, we have to get to what I wanted to get to, which is the makeup. So in number 11, the Rav Moshe does write about the glasses. So I want the Olam to learn with me Rav Moshe. We're going to learn Rav Moshe that talks about the glasses. That will help us going further in discussing Tzeveya. It says Rav Moshe like this. It's Rav Avadi Yosef does bring down Rav Moshe fancy, although Rav Moshe is very unclear. But he says like this with the glasses. The whole Nitzvah Club, nothing is getting colored over here when you go outside, even though it goes back to its original colors. You go in, you go out. Let's say you put something inside the glass. You're not coloring the glass. It's covering it. If you would put a cover over something, that's not Tzeveya. Says Rav Moshe, this is not considered color. You're not coloring the glass because it's not color. You go in, go out. You go in and out. The color change. Nothing's being colored. Without going into details, Rav Moshe just says that definitely no problem wearing the glasses. Does Rav Moshe hold only because I'm not doing the malach of tzedeyah? But even if it's not miskayim, it seems that Rav Moshe holds that this is just mutter. Glasses are for sure mutter. Rabbi Vad Yosef also says, he goes more, he explains it even more. Tzivia, that was in the Mishkan, was when I did something. I took dye and I put it on the wall. Here, I'm not doing anything. I'm going out, I'm walking. So the fact that it colors, that's for sure not like the Mishkan. Mishkan, I did a Maisa of color. The problem is, he brings down a Prima Gadim.
Wasn't a dye in the Mishkan also was a permanent thing, though? Like,
so I'm saying, once it's not permanent, it's the Rabbanah. He wants to go, it's not even awesome in the Rabbanah. We have to go ahead and say it's not awesome in the Rabbanah. I could say it's not even awesome in the Rabbanah because it doesn't, it's not similar to the Mishkan at all. Rabbi Vad Yosef asked the question, which they all bring down, and this, the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim says, let's say you have a piece of paper and you cannot see the writing on the paper. The only way to see that was if you take it to a fire. You take it to a fire, the fire would cause now that you could see, it's like a yes or no pen, those pens where you don't see it, and now you're going, is that Tzivei or not? So you're doing a Maisa there. In those days, you would take it to the fire, and then you could see what it says. Says the Prima Gadim, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. So the Pais can say, what do you mean you can't do it on Shabbos? I'm not doing it. I went to the fire. I didn't color anything. All I'm doing is I'm making a color appear. The color is the pen that was invisible. And now it becomes visible. So the Prima Gadim says it's us. So they all ask then that it's not true then what Rav Moshe says or Rav Avadya Yosef says. However, Rav Avadya Yosef does ask this question.
Writing, once you get it on the stage, no?
No, it would also disappear right after.
No, yeah. It doesn't,
actually. Okay, that's what he's talking about. Whether it does or it doesn't, that's not what he's getting into, right?
Yeah, I don't know if that's a
gear. It's not a gear, but he writes over here that even the feed the Prima Gadim, it's going to be mutter. Why? I understand why, because when I'm walking with my glasses in and out, here I take the paper to the fire. I'm doing a mice of tzevet, although I'm not coloring. I'm doing something to make it get colored. Here he says I'm just walking in and out. But Rav Rosen uses that also. If you're walking and going, you can't tell me that's awesome. You're just walking in with the lights going on down the street. Rav Rosen says, so the lights go on. I'm walking normally. The Torah could not have asked me walking normally. I am causing something to happen. Definitely, he holds Sikresh Lelish and so on. So let's go to the back of the sheet over here, and we shall see the Titzeliezer talks about the thermometer. So he brings down the Prima Gadim. So what would the thermometer should be also then? Because I'm putting it on the forehead, and by putting it on the forehead, I'm doing something which is like the piece of paper going to the fire. Here, the heat of the body is going to make the thermometer's color, so it should be also. And that's what I don't understand is, I don't understand his words here because he doesn't explain it. He ends up saying it's okay. Why? He says, we said that Dabar Shein HaMiskayim is Asim the Rabbanon. This is not even called Ein HaMiskayim. This is called nothing. Because the minute you take it off the body, the color goes away. That's considered not even a Rabbanon. He says, is there a riot to that? Well, not really, but he said, if you look, number 14, he brings a Prima Gadim, and he says it should be an Asir. And then number 15, he writes, he doesn't explain, I think this is what he means, it's very unclear what he says, but he writes, Hareu rak tikin l'shah, uvedaita miyad, like a second later or a few seconds later, the color is removed. L'hasa seret amed, you're going to remove it, and now there's no temperature. Now that there's no temperature, the thermometer is not going to be colored anymore. So he claims that therefore it's mutter totally. It's not tzeveya. It's not. And I understand with you what he's saying. If there's such a halacha like this, it's not even called a short period of time. So I understand it would be mutter. Lamaisa, if you look at number 16, this is the Piskei Chu. Just want to show you how he writes it. Again, he's writing many paiskim, but it's not so poshut because of how he writes these many paiskim. Lamaisa may rabis ha-paiskim. They were not asking Ella to Derek Rama. Kimoi, the only case that he's making is the glasses. Avukashaisa Maisa, which is the thermometer or the cup. You're pouring into the cup. And now it's going to become colored. The Chen Chito Tinuk, I have no idea what he's talking about this because when you put the diaper on the child, it's not the child's going to end up coloring it. So what's the problem? You're glaring that the child is going to, it's when the child is going to make it colored. I don't understand what he's talking about. But whatever it is, the diaper is mutter too. Unless right, you're putting on the diaper right away, and you're trying to catch the child's not wearing anything. You put it on, you're going to color the diaper.
If you have a diaper, you want to make it wet, look at the color.
I don't know what the practice. Okay, I don't know what the case. I don't know what the case is because the child's not doing any malacha for sure not. So you're causing that the diaper is going to become colored because you're putting on the diaper. Now you'll see when the child So what I do? I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't do tzevea. I'm causing because the child's going to do it in tzevea. That for sure is not awesome. It's a grama psikresha and nifl. Maybe it's nifl. Fine. It's not even psikresha. I mean, it's a psikresha, but I'm not coloring. The child's coloring. What am I doing? I'm having the thing child color because the child did it.
That's not what you're saying.
You're
saying cells. What do you do with the diaper?
What do you mean, what do I do with the diaper? What am I doing with the diaper?
I'm going to
throw it. Why would I want to make the diaper wet? Why would I want to make the diaper wet?
Maybe you should make a diaper wet. What? That's what I'm saying.
Why do you want to make the diaper wet? I assume maybe you're right, Isaac, because I don't know what the case would be. But I can't believe that to put it on the child, because the child's going to leave himself, and now you see the color, the child colored it, I cause that the thing should be colored. And this is called coloring? Okay, maybe you're right. I have to think about it. Yeah, it's also, it can't even be grama, because grama would be there right away. This is not, I don't know when this is going to happen. This could happen 20 minutes later. It's not even grama. It might not be. I don't know. It's also so indirect. It's indirect. I'm not doing a mice. Okay. I think about it. To me, it doesn't sound like it's awesome. Anyway, getting back. Oh, so comes out, the fetus. Women will ask me this question. They want to sit in the sun. And they want to take a suntan. So that's tzevea, right? They're sitting in the sun. Could a woman sit in the sun and take a suntan on Shabbos or not? So if you're going to taina that, if you're going to like Rabbi Avad Yosef and others, I don't know, I'm sitting outside. I sit outside anyway, so maybe the Chachamim never asked.
But that's permanent. That's just sitting and doing it.
It's not permanent, so it's going to go away in a week. It's going to last.
Forever? Or
not forever. Right. Either 7 days, 30 days, or something like
that. So suntan will last for 7 days.
So maybe that'll be, even still, you might need more than
a moisturized skin.
Good, but again, I'm not doing I'm not coloring my skin. I'm not going out and taking a pen. So if you're the Prima Gardim, is this like the Prima Gardim's case? I'm sitting outside. Right now, my skin is not getting colored. First, you can get burnt, and then you get colored. Well, Halacha, Shama Zalman does, Mamish hold that it's mutter. He could see, number Mem Dalit, he holds, he's mutter Lishka Ba'ar, you could sit in the sun for enjoyment. Gam. Even if that's again, don't put on any. He's talking about medicine, other things to put on.
Put on the oil to help the burn faster.
The lotion. Right, that's the thing. Don't put on to help. Then it's anyway awesome. But are you sitting? If you're sick and you want to sit in the sun in a chanami, he's telling you that's refuah. Just finishing off with the halacha again. To go sit half kavana to get a suntan, you're not allowed to. You can even sit in the sun if you're doing lishen. Even if your skin is going to get colored, it's indirect. It's not. No. It's also maybe it's is it similar to the prima gadim? It's probably not even similar to the prima gadim either. Then you're taking the paper over to the fire here. I'm sitting outside. And I'm sitting in the sun right now. Am I coloring? Over time, it's going to be coloring. There is a machlekes about it. I'm not going to say there is no machlekes. There are other places that say, you're not going to sit in the sun to get a suntan. If you're just sitting in the sun, but definitely just because you want to relax, and you're going to happen to get a suntan, they all say it's okay. Because I'm not even this. Then it's in a kavana, and it's indirect. Definitely, it's mutter. So once again, if someone's going to tell you they want to sit in the sun and they heard that it's mutter, Shlomo Zalman does seem to say that it's mutter. Regarding the makeup, Shlomo's, just to end off, you'll tell your wives all this. They're going to tell me Rav Moshe says it's okay. Rav Moshe never said it's okay because he wrote two different shuvas about this. And one shuva he said it's okay. And in the second shuva, he didn't say it's okay. So what is the final halacha? Final halacha is like this. Shlomo Zalman was mechbakbek, even a Rav Moshe. Again, we don't even know what Rav Moshe said. If you're mechavin litzvia, afilu is ma'ut. Definitely, we only say you're not mechavin. But if you're mechavin, then you no longer have to. Well, the prop many rishayim hold gam yesh iser tayra, even if it's not miskayim, and you brought a right before. Who pay deris efer to go put on powder? Because that blush kivin shadach nashon tzayt. That's what women use to color their face. I am staver niksiva b'chagam nevada oser. You no longer have to be tzeveya. Why should it be mutter by tzeveya? So halach lemaisa, there is no makeup that is Shabbos makeup. It doesn't exist. Because the Prima Shemini clearly is telling you that this is you. If you're doing it for tzeveya, then how can you do it? And it's a woman going to tell me it comes off. Yeah, but why are you doing it? You're doing it because it's Seveya. If you're doing it, it's Seveya. That's Seveya. That is Seveya. That's what Shlomo Zalman says. They tell me, they don't know who says it's Asir. I just read you the words. Who's giving Hashkach on the shot? There are people out there that are going to say there's Hashkach. They're going to rely on Ramesha. But when you look at Ramesha, there are two different shuvas that he wrote. And in his second shuva, he himself says he doesn't see how it's possible to make makeup that's kosher for Shabbos. So not so pashy. When the women are going to call me up, I'm not gonna say I don't give them a heter sometime. If it's really embarrassing and it's covered abrius, the witness Kyle is telling me she's not going to the simcha. So it should normally, I'll just be honest, it's like when they call me up, I say, why don't you call me up like before you start the Zion Nikim? So then I'll just tell you, don't do your hafsik taro, and you'll push it off a day, so you don't have to run into this problem. See, some of the young couples. Their husbands don't let that. Their husbands don't care. They want them to go to the mikvah. They don't want them to push off another night. But they should have a little sensitivity to their wives. And they start the Zion Nikim a day later. But if they didn't start the Zion Nikim because they call me up, Friday night I'm going to the mikvah. I'm not going to tell you that I'm not mikvah once in a while because I tell them that if it's like a baby powder and it comes right off. And they want it, and they need to do it because of Kavod Abrius and Shalom Bayit. I'm not going to tell you that I'm not going to be Mekel in case of real, real need. But Lalacha, all our wives, it's really not Mutter because it is going to be considered Tzadeh, Lefi, Shlomo Zalman. In a case of need, I'm not going to tell you I won't be Mekel. So that's the Maskana regarding the Shabbos Mekel.